This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Some of Dallas's neediest homeless people will finally be moving into their new homes. The cottages at Hickory Crossing open today just south of DeBellum, and many believe the cottages are a step in the right direction in the city's ongoing struggle with homelessness. The 50 cottages are clustered together like a small village or a summer camp even, gray and industrial on the outside, clean and cozy on the inside. John Greenan is the executive director of Central Dallas Community Development Corporation, which helped develop the cottages. He says these houses give the chronic homeless a sense of ownership and control.
When we move people into these units, we give them the key. It's their place. It's not our place. It's not your place. It belongs to the people that live there. And we think that's an absolutely crucial element for them to have a better life, whatever they choose that to be.
Each cottage is about 400 square feet and comes with a full kitchen, bathroom, bedroom under a high vaulted ceiling. They're designed to house the 50 homeless people deemed the costliest to Dallas County's hospitals, emergency services, and jails. It's more than just housing, though. The new residents will also get social services and mental and medical health care on site. Monica Eggert-Smith is with the W.W. Caruth Jr. Foundation, which contributed millions of dollars to the project. Smith says there's a lot of work to be done.
Every provider's role is essential for this model to work, and we know that there will likely be more bumps along the way. Yet, we also know that there is great potential for this project to demonstrate the effectiveness of permanent supportive housing and hopefully create a smoother path for similar projects in Dallas and across the country in the future.
Over the past year, Dallas has seen a spike in homelessness. Homeless camps popped up, including Tent City under Interstate 45. Some of them are now closed. Mayor Mike Rawlings says taking care of homeless people needs to be a priority.
There's nothing that makes us grow emotionally as a city better than living by Matthew 25. When you were sick, you took me in. When you were a stranger, you took me in. When you were naked, you clothed me. When you were hungry, you fed me. And I think we are a Matthew 25 city.
Tenants will move into their new homes over the next few weeks. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.